Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's one of my favorite times of the week, the time we get to spend with Eddie Coleman talking Mets baseball. And Eddie is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Interstate Batteries, every battery for every need, and by BetMGM Sports. Place your parlays, props, and future bets at the King of Sportsbooks. Get the app today. Well, Eddie, I'm sure you have a take, which most people are calling about. What happened with Conforto and explain?
Explain?
Explain. What happened? Ron Culpa made a mistake. What did he make a mistake on? Was it a strike? Yeah. Did he lean into it? What's going on?
Oh. I think Ron Culpa said it the best. He said the guy was hit by the pitch in the strike zone. I should have called him out. That was it.
Yep.
I think it was pretty simple. But the Mets will take it. I think Conforto knew what happened there. And, did he lean into it a bit? Yes, I think so. But you take what's given, and replay is, I guess, really the culprit, because when you can't go look at something like that and you have replay, it doesn't make much sense. But and nonetheless, maybe that changes in the future. Maybe that's going to come under the umbrella. I'm not sure, but they got a gift, and they'll take the gift, and they're 2-2. That's basically
it. Could replay determine one way or the other that it was a strike,
I guess. Yeah. I mean, they can't, they couldn't go to the replay. Yeah. I mean, it was easy to watch Culpa. He was calling a strike. I mean, he was already, kind of pulling back, and his arm was there. He was going to call a strike three. And then all of a sudden, Conforto tapped the elbow pad, and, I guess he heard it or saw it. I'm not sure. And then told him to go to first base. So that's it. And like he said afterwards, I should have called him out. And he's right. He should have called him out.
Now, can the Marlins protest that game based on a misinterpretation of the rules?
Maybe technically they can. I guess I don't think they have, and I don't think they will. I think that already has gone by the time limit. But I'm Don Mattingly. I think he probably kept his temper very well after the game, and I'm sure he was hot. When he first went out with Culpa, but afterwards, he pretty much said, that Culpa. Culpa blew it, and he was, embarrassed by it, and I think that's basically it. That's all Culpa said. He talked to the pool reporter. I think it was Anthony Reaver that day, and he explained it and owned up. But by that time it's too late and it's gone. So and the game is gone too. That's not.
Yeah. What are you gonna do?
Yeah, exactly. It is what it is. It's a weird way to end a game. You see a lot in baseball. That's why you go to the park. You see different things all the time. But that's I haven't seen that, and maybe never will again. Who knows?
Quote Bruce Hornsby: "It's just the way it is.
Some things just don't change." The way it is. Yeah, exactly.
But don't you believe them? The good thing about the game was Taijuan Walker pitched very well, and that's something you definitely need, because Peterson, a couple of games before, did not pitch all that well. And, you know, you had questions. Now, he did settle down after that rough first inning, and that was, you know, a positive situation. But, you know, you're looking at your rotation, and you're looking at your bullpen, and it seems that they don't have a lot of faith in Betances. Now he's on the DL, or IL, I'm sorry. And, you know, also Familia is troublesome. So, you know, you know your bridge to Diaz now is a bit on the shaky side, and your fourth and fifth starters are question marks a bit.
Yeah, I think what you saw the other day, you're probably going to see a lot, and they've used it a lot too. Castro in the seventh, May in the eighth, and then go to Diaz. And that was Diaz's, you know, first appearance, but it was a good one, and he's been solid in the spring. And you hope that you know, kind of settles in and becomes their bridge there, and then getting the ball to Diaz. Peterson has bounced back well, I think, in his short career with the Mets. And he's, you know, he's had problems, with walks, had problems sometimes getting out of trouble. But, you know, for the most part, he's settled himself down, even when he's had a bad game. And I think he's always bounced back. The good news to me is you have DeGrom, and you have him going again today. Stroman looked very strong, and Walker was very good. You know, he gave you five scoreless for, you know, facing the minimum, and then, you know, gave up the couple in the sixth. But I think that part is good. Those are your four, you know, right now, and you'll get into the fifth starter eventually, whether it's an opener for Lucchese or Lucchese himself. But even Lucchese coming out of the pen, you know, pitched well. So, you know, overall, I wouldn't worry. I think their worrisome part, again, and it showed up the other night too, was runners in scoring position. Small sample, it's only four games, but it has not been very good thus far. That was their Achilles heel last year too. That was a team that led the league in hitting and simply couldn't get runners in last year for the most part until it got better late, and it's not very good early. So that's a problem.
Yeah, and that's the thing, the continuation of the bad habits from last year where they couldn't get those guys in. And you're absolutely right. I mean, on base percentage, batting average, all of that stuff. And psychological? I mean, what are they thinking now as to why they just have trouble coming through? They're trying to do too much?
You know, that I think over a greater period of games, I think that kind of works its way in, because you get frustrated and you kind of feel, well, you know, somebody's in a slump. I've got to do this. But, like I said, it's a small sample. It's early, and it's tough to figure, you know, and it may be just good pitching. You know, and certainly the Phillies, you know, pitch pretty well, and their bullpen pitch very well. But, you know, overall, you just look, I think it's 6-for-35 through the four games. That's not good. And they were 0-for-6 with 11 left on base the other day, in the home opener. So, you know, it's something that has to correct itself, obviously. It's got to get better, and I think it will get better. But, you know, you hope that you just don't go through this for a long period of time, because, you know, that's obviously going to hurt them, and you're going to waste good pitching performances that way too.
Yeah, and overlooked because of the Conforto issue was the home run that Jeff McNeil hit. And Jeff is not generally a showboat, but I think he saw just a lot of frustration come out with the bat flip and everything else. Finally, he got a big hit that they really needed after struggling basically all spring.
Yeah, well, he did. I mean, it was you could tell. I think he got hit by seven pitches this spring. That was frustrating to him. Seven or eight, I can't even, I've lost track. But you know, and starting out 0-for-10, he's frustrated any time he doesn't get a hit. You know, if he goes 3-for-4, he's kicking himself for the one that he didn't get. And that's just McNeil. You know, he feels like he should get a hit every time up. So you start 0-for-10. Then you get that hit. That was frustration. That's not his style to flip the bat like that. But, you know, big spot, 2-1 game, ninth inning home opener. You take it. So I don't know if you'll see that a lot from him, but he's been very frustrated. That there's no question about that. And that's one thing I always worry about. Yeah, I never worry about him hitting. There are guys that go into slumps and you don't worry about them too much. McNeil is one guy like that for me, but I think what you do worry about is when you you know, when you go through something like that, he just gets too hard on himself, and I think that prolongs it. Let's put it that way. You know,
how bad is this J.D. Davis injury?
I don't think it's that bad. I don't know about this weekend. Again, the off day helps because you sit out opening day, you get another off day. Could he play this weekend? I wouldn't be shocked if we see him. He wants to get back in there, but I don't think they'll push it. They have a stretch of games here where they don't have an off day. I think the next off day for them is the 19th. So at some point he's going to have to climb back in there. But I wouldn't be shocked if we see him this weekend. But then again, if you have the two-day games and you wait till Monday night, that's a night game, so maybe that gives them a little more time.
Yeah, and Guillorme is a pretty solid third baseman. That throw in the Philly game accepted. He's a decent, and he's a, scrappy little hitter.
Yeah, no, he's been good. The throw in that game, too, I blame a little bit on McCann. It's not his fault. The throw is not good, but at the same time, he's trying to keep his foot on the base and the throw's tailing away. So, is it better to go and get the ball, let one run in and save the other one? I don't know. But that was part of it, too. But at the same time, Guillaume's got to make a better throw. He'll be there. And, VR as well, they've spotted there, too. So I don't know if, they would give him a lot of turns there as well if Davis is going to be out for an extended period. But we'll see. He has played some 30. He didn't play it that well in spring, but Guillorme is there and can certainly fill in.
Yeah, and one thing I think the Mets need to do is get Dom Smith in the lineup just about every day, lefties, righties. I mean, this guy, I know the defense in left field, which I think is improved.
Yeah,
but I think that bat is too valuable to be sitting on the bench.
Yeah, no, I agree. I don't know if Luis Rojas would have I think he would have taken back the non-pinch hit. Let's put it that way. The starting lineup, I guess that surprised everybody because Dom wasn't in there, but, I kind of understood with the lefty going. But at the same time, early on in that game, you could have flipped and had Smith, pinch hit. I think it was the third inning, third or fourth, one or the other. But, they could have gotten him in the game at that point. I think he probably, if he had it back, would do that again. But Smith, I think, is going to be in there virtually every day, yes.
And real quick, other moves today. DeGrom going, as you mentioned, only threw 77 last time. If he's on his game like he was last time, could you see him going in the seventh or eighth and not get pulled early like he was?
Yeah, no, I think all of them are. I think with all the starters, that's what they were concerned about, just the break. And I get it. It was frustrating, yes. And did it cost them? Yeah, it probably did. But I understand it. They had the break of the 4 days and the three games in Washington and a long time between hitters. I get that. They've been one turn through with the starters. They were all built up at the end of spring. So I expect all of them to be, to go 100 pitches, certainly 90 to 100, maybe push it even a little bit more with DeGrom, for that matter. I think that's what you'll see, from here on out.
All right, Eddie. Out of time, but thank you, and we'll talk to you again next weekend.
Okay, Rich. Got it. See you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.